Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely.
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey, America. We are on air again on What the Fuck Tuesday. And I am munching. I'm always munching online. Oh. God. Could you hear me? I am always munching. Hi, America. How is everybody doing? I hope everybody's fine. But how did everybody's day was today? Let me tell you my year. I had to drive always to Bartow County. It's like 45 minutes to an hour out to pick up one of the kids that got released out of jail. That drained me so goddamn much because it was rush hour, mind you. But the day I went to jail in the summer, So he's sitting down there with a pair of tank tops on, a tank top and some shorts. And mind you, it's cold now. It ain't freezing, but it's cold. So I'm trying to break my ass getting down there. Get down there in a decent hour, but I'm gagging coming back at this time. If it takes 45 to an hour, it felt like it took 2 hours to get the hell back. It was gagging. And then I just found out some more horrible news. Why? Well, I don't know what that means. I'll fix my TV. My TV is too loud. That's Monique. I never seen Monique in this. I was actually looking at her fat ass. I'm going to turn it down. Hold on. Oh, I can't find it. Excuse me, y'all. Why they found this drag queen in back of 708. If y'all don't know what 708, it's a club in Atlanta, Georgia, where I work at on my mini balls, and sometimes I work, you know, other days or whatever. It's a club at 708, and behind the building, it was a drag queen, because the stroller's actually right on the corner and around the corner of 708, if nobody knows. The femme queen stroll, or drag queen, or whatever you want to call it, up and drag stroll. Well, they just found someone dead in the garbage can yesterday. And it was a drag or a femme queen. No one knows who it is yet. They can't identify who is she. So I don't know if I know her, or if we know her, or what, if she's a ballroom girl. No one knows. Because they have two types of girls out there all the time that I see. The ballroom girls and such as, you know, the girls that don't walk balls that be out there. But that's just, you know, so sad that another one, you know. Y'all have to really, I mean, I know everybody need money in all kind of ways, but y'all really have to watch out what y'all do. And more goes out to the femme figures that's out there, you know, doing what you got to do to make your money. Because everybody is not into it for a good nut, and then they pay you. Some people just are mentally gone in some kind of way, and you see people is getting hurt in all kind of ways. We don't know how she got hurt or why, but in my 20 years of being, you know, around all of this, I have seen so many people die in that field. Not saying you could die in any field, but you really have to be careful because they are just killing people in any kind of way, and that's the sad part. So please just watch out because we don't need no more victims, and I hopefully their family, you know, is and I hope the family even know, because they don't even know if the family know, because they don't even know who she is, I don't think so. I don't know, but if the family do know, pray for them. Even if you don't know them, hopefully they are right, because it could happen to any of us. Any family members or anything. And it's so sad just to even think about it. But let's to get off that topic, because I was just gagging that I just heard that like a good 3 hours ago, that they found somebody in the back of 708 dead, some kind of femme figure. So if anybody know anything more about that, y'all could definitely call in.
It's 11 o'clock.
And talk about that, because I don't know who it is or if I know the person or not. But it's another sad situation in the gay community. But to get off bad topics, how you doing? It is definitely one day before my birthday mini ball. It should be real busy cunt tomorrow. Elbert's coming out to support. They say I'm 40. They say I'm 43. They say I'm 46. They say I'm 52. You know, every year I'm like 5 ages older or something. But I'm cool with that. I know it's a joke, but I'm still cool with it. But I hope everybody come out and support me on my 41st birthday. It should be cute. I didn't want to have a big one on a Sunday and all of that and do this year. So that's why I just picked a little mini ball. And I even started promoting late because I said, you know, I didn't want it to make it really, really, really big. I must be talking low because Miss Mother knew you're talking about talk, honey. I'm talking, girl. I didn't want to make it really, really big. And then Thursday, I'm having an all-black party. If you got all black, you can get in free. If you don't, you got to pay. So that's up to you. How you doing? So I hope everybody come and support. And if you can, I understand. Still got life to go on. But definitely that should be cute. Now, this $10,000 bar is draining me because the people that have filled out their paperwork and need to call me, call me. The ones that I didn't call, I didn't forget you. It's just a lot of stress in my, you know, brain right now, but I promise I am definitely, I have your paper with your name on it. I just have to call you. Because some of these names are stressing me out. When you tell a hoe to call you, that stresses you out. I'm telling y'all to call me, and you know who I'm talking about, okay? $10,000 walkers, it's like 7 of y'all need to call me. All right? This is 7 that didn't fill out their paperwork. They left certain things I need to ask them. But that's that. So, moving right along. I am eating. This is my first time really eating since like 5 o'clock since I went and picked up my kid out of the jail. Yeah, so I'm eating. And if what y'all want to know, if I'm eating, I'm eating crystals. Yeah, crystals. So, I got a new thing coming on. The flyer comes out tomorrow. It's called Georgia versus the Carolinas. It's 2 states. It's a mini ball to see which team will win. Will a Georgia wear out the Carolinas or will the Carolinas wear out Georgia? So this is something cute I'm doing. The flyer comes out tomorrow. The ball is like in 3 weeks. It's going to be at 7:08 where it's a team of 10. It don't matter how many teams from Georgia. Don't matter how many teams from North Carolina. They get to compete for a big grand prize trophy, and is the best 1 out of 3. So it's going to be 3 of them, and we're going to see who wins out of all of them. Would it be Georgia, or would it be the Carolinas? Because I put the Carolinas, they both are small states, that equals up to Georgia. So let's see who will wear this out, because I definitely wanted to make it different to see if it's cute or whatever. So it should be cute. So look out for that flyer. It should be definitely out tomorrow. Yep. So yeah, it should be real TNG slush about the situation. So just letting y'all know that. But while I'm eating, we're going to go straight to New York City to see what she is doing. The mother, Kelly, is right here. Oh, she not ready. What is she doing that she not ready? Stop eating.
That answer is.
Well, she's eating or something. You know, when she eats, she can't do 2 things at one time because she's got to be quiet. You know, big girls, when they eat, it takes a lot out of them. Yep. KJ. You must be listening to me while I'm on the radio. Is this true? Hit me up. Somebody's hitting me up. So, yeah, definitely. Please come out and support me for my birthday. I'll be 41, not 50, not 55, tomorrow at the Club 708. And before that, the Mark is throwing a little gathering anytime between 12 and 3. For me at the Mark. So I'll be there too. So that's where I'll be tomorrow night before 7:08. Then after that, I'll be at 7:08. Then Thursday, the all black party. So definitely come out and support me and have fun. And like I said, it's 6 mini grands Wednesday. Sneaker versus sneaker. It's runway, sneaker versus sneaker, you must have 1 sneaker. Please don't have 15 pairs of sneakers coming up there thinking you're eating it. 1 sneaker, find your best sneaker, and you bring it. best dressed. The look is on you, but best dressed, okay? Runway and a European effect. Face of the night, face, but some kind of cute, totally done look, like fab look. Vogan and one solid color. I think I'm leaving something out. I gotta get the category sheet for the last one, because I know it's like six. Oh, sex siren, open to all. Yeah, the ultimate sex siren. So them are the cash category. Not the cash category, the mini grants. So yeah, definitely come out, and if one of them fits you, walk and have fun. Should be really, really cute. I don't know what to wear tomorrow. I want to be comfortable. And I still don't have nothing. I don't have shit to wear. So I'm trying to figure out. I figured out, but you know I have something to wear by tomorrow. But right now I have nothing to wear, and I'm all day looking for something to put on to make me comfortable for the function. So, now, we can go straight to New York City to the legendary Kelly. Mother was right. Honey, she said she was ready. But I don't know what she's doing. I don't know what Switchboard is doing. I don't know what none of them is doing. Let's talk about... They're hitting me up. Hold on. Because you know when I start... Honey, I already said your name. They paid you no mind. Can I bring in the legendary Mother Kelly, Mizrahi? Switchboard is paying you, honey.
That answer is...
Yeah, see, Switchboard is not using your services, honey. Oh, that's what I'm supposed to say? Oh, the over East Coast mother, the overall East Coast mother, Kelly, legendary, Ms. Rahi. That's what I'm supposed to say? Ooh, bitch.
Put your hands together. On the face. The real. Mother Kelly.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary, Kelly, Ms. Rahi.
Oh, I'm going to post all that shit, honey.
Yes, honey. You know, I had to finish. I was cooking, honey. I had to finish cooking, honey. You know, I get on the show and I be forgetting about the stuff to be on the oven and stuff, and I had to finish, honey. You know, I had a long day, honey. And so I just started cooking around. I just started cooking around like 10 o'clock, honey. You know, I get on the show, honey, and I be forgetting the shit be on that stove, honey, and I start burning shit, honey. Yes, we have a lemon pepper chicken and buttered rice and sweet peas tonight, honey. How you doing? Mother hasn't cooked in a long time, honey, so you don't have to come out. I definitely have to come out. How you doing in the chat room? How's everybody doing in the chat room? Susan, Joan, who else I see in the chat room right now? Alana. You know, DJ Mike Q, Kurt, you know, Faye.
Hey, DJ Mike Q.
You know, how y'all doing in the chat room? Yes. Honey, it's a lot going on this week, honey. Atlanta, New York, the next weekend is Baltimore and Boston. It's fabulous, honey.
Baby. I knew that's wrong.
Yes, it's. Fabulous, honey. The children are up in the chat room and they are chatting down, honey.
Yeah.
Your birthday is coming around the corner, honey. Yo, the mini ball tomorrow, the black party on Thursday. Then all the girls headed to New York City, honey, for the Globe War Friday, the parade on Saturday, honey. And the motherfucking Globe on Saturday night, and then Allegria Sunday.
Would they have the Globe on Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, they having an all cash mini ball Saturday night, honey. With on a Saturday night, honey, it's an all cash. It's definitely What the Fuck Tuesday, honey. Yes. So it's gonna be festive, honey, and then the little festivities that they have is down in Atlanta, honey. But I know the girls will definitely be up here for Alegria, honey. The girls does not miss Alegria, honey.
I'm gonna have to step in the building of Alegria one day.
Baby, the children be up in Alegria, honey. She is such a tease. The children fly in from L.A. The children come in from Philly. The children come in from Baltimore.
So it's very like the old sound factory.
The children come in from out of town just for Alegria. It'd be crazy, honey.
That's fine.
Yes. The children be up in there. They be stoned out their mind, honey, listening to that techno music, honey. All the children that have body be out their shirts. The children that think they have body be out their shirts. The femme queens be having their tits out. The girls have their special K. The girls have their E. The girls have their coke. They have their motherfucking weed, bitch. And they be cocktailed out their mind. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes. But before the show even started, around like 10:15, I got this what the fuck, honey. Somebody sent me this what the fuck. They gave to me what the fuck is up with Kitty Balenciaga leaving the house of Balenciaga, trying to be a law. What the fuck? Full blast.
Kitty Balenciaga. Which Kitty?
Yes.
Which Kitty?
Kitty, the Vogue femme.
Oh, okay, because you know they have a kitty here, too. That's the drag that lives in Atlanta.
Yes. Yeah, it's a mess.
Wasn't Kitty a law before?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
No, she was a blonde.
No, I think she was a law, too.
No, she was a blonde. Remember, she was a blonde, and she left. Remember, she left the house.
You know who I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of Pretty. You're talking about Kitty, the spinning voguing diva.
Yeah.
In D.C.
She had left the house. Remember, she had left the house of blonde. And came out as the Balenciaga and Miss Malachi served her. At the
BLPC
ball.
So they said she wants to be a Allure. Ooh.
Yes, honey.
Ooh. That might be fake cheese, though. Might be fake cheese. Never know. Not a good lie.
Baby. Work, honey. I definitely gotta give a big shout out to the legendary Big Boy's performance itself, honey. Malachi Garçon, honey. We was at the Globe on Friday, honey. And she vogued down, honey. I vogued so down at the Globe, too, on Friday night, honey. I was gagging. Ooh, I was gagging. It's definitely What the Fuck Tuesday. So if you girls definitely have your What the Fucks, honey, you could definitely call in or I am your What the Fucks, honey. And we could get the madness started on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is up with the girls, honey? Baby, I don't know if they do that all in the Globe, honey.
Do what in the Globe?
Baby, somebody in the chat room said, do they do all of that in the Globe? No, they don't do that, all of that in the Globe, honey. They do all of that at Alegria, honey, with the white children, honey, where you can party from 10 at night until 1 o'clock the next afternoon, honey. And they parties down, honey. They parties in the name, honey.
All right.
It is definitely What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is up with Miss Motherfucking Nicole? That's my what the fuck. What the fuck is her team is saying?
Nicole calling girl.
Honey, what the fuck, honey? What the fuck is up with nobody calling in and to tell us about Miss Motherfucking Deja and Miss Motherfucking Yolanda and their little altercation, if there was true, honey? What the fuck is up with Zay and Scotta fucking late ass Dee Dee Rodeo? What the fuck? Y'all need to call in. Y'all fucking. They girls are fucking and sucking. I hope they use their protection, honey. What the fuck is up with the girls going to the girl fight in Baltimore? next Saturday, honey. She's going to be hot, honey.
Mm-hmm. On the 7th, the girl fight.
What the fuck is up with you? What? I don't understand that. You gotta come again. Come again. What the fuck is up with the girls motherfucking I am and me and not knowing what the fuck they writing? What the fuck?
Oh no.
And they supposed to be a high school grad. What the fuck? Honey. Yes, honey. Okay. Yes, I am trying it, honey. Yes, honey. I'll definitely be in LA in 2 weeks, honey. Are you starting your shit? So let's start your shit, honey. Let's get that madness started, honey. Where's Miss Cabbage? What the fuck is up with Miss Cabbage? Haven't heard from Miss Cabbage in a minute. Where's Miss Cabbage yet, honey?
Miss
Did she move to Atlanta yet? What the fuck?
Oh, no.
Yes, where's Miss Cabbage yet? Did she move to Atlanta yet, honey? I need to know the tea. Hi, Toy. Toy's up in the chat room. What's going on, Wanalore? How you doing? No, she moved on, Wanalore, to other adventures, honey. She's doing TV and stuff now, honey.
Yeah.
Yes. Honey, she's doing TV shows now, honey. How you doing? Oh, the girls are shady. I want the girls... Oh, stop buzzing me, honey. Do not be buzzing me. Hold on. Let me see what they wrote, honey. Baby, I'm getting so many IMs and the girls. Is that me? Oh, the girls hit me up and the girls hit me. What the fuck is up with Miss Kelly being on the radio show? And I got trade over here with 11 inches. What the fuck? Did you hear that, Andre?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Chill. That's not true. I don't think that's true, honey. The girls just sent me an IM and they said, what the fuck is up with the House of Icons supposed to be closing down? I don't think that's true, honey. I don't think that's true, honey. You can only buzz me one time and it'll come through. Oh. I need to know Michael Haynes or Joseph, the children. Hold on, Switchboard. No, Switchboard. I still need to find out the categories for Wednesday. For Thursday. The children are hitting me up with the categories. They still need the categories for Thursday. So can y'all please hit me up? Okay. The girls is hitting me up with the want to know the categories. Hold on, let me see. I don't know. I don't know, Switchboard. I do not know. What the fuck is up with overall Mother Jason Escada leaving the House of Escada to become an Evisu? What the fuck? Oh, I don't know.
Evisu.
Jason, call in. The children said you'll become an EV, too. What's with your mind? Okay, hold on. I gotta see what else. Okay. Oh, I don't know. It's a lot. Hold on. Baby, hold on. Because I have a lot going on. How do I get in the chat room? The link that I sent you... The link that you got that was sent to you, you click on the blue link, and the blue link should take you right to the chat room. Honey, what the fuck is up with the ballroom kids packing up positions on the ballroom chair? Hold on. Yes. Yes, it is true. Yes, it is.
What?
Somebody hit me up. And actually, oh, wait, hold on. in November. Oh, would somebody hit me up again? What the fuck is up with Alverni and Prestige getting locked at the ball, at the Prestige Ball in November for writing bad checks for the Flyers at Kinko's?
Ooh.
Oh. Miss Dane, the girls. Oh, the girls. Miss Alvernian. They always have Miss Alvernian in something, honey.
I wonder how many times people went to jail. Like, what's the number of counts? Certain people, like, that's always in there.
Somebody hit me up again. What the fuck is up with Adam for Adam not popping with dates tonight?
Who knew?
The girls ain't making any change tonight on Adam for Adam. They better go get on back pages or something, honey. Or Craigslist or something.
They go, who knew?
Oh, shit, bitch. They hit me. Somebody just hit me up again. I know it's true about Alvernian because I work at the bank. He's writing checks from the name listed as Alvernian Davis. Oh,
Davis is crazy.
Hold on.
I know it's true,
baby. I can't talk about that right now. The person that hit me up with the private IM, I can't talk about that right now. We have to talk about that after. It's a lot more girls. Oh, shit. They gave the rain. It's a lot more girls to come, too. Not just Miss Alvernian. Honey. Miss Alvernian, call in here. What is going on? What the fuck is Kelly reading shit for November? Honey. Baby. The girls. Baby. Honey. Why y'all worried about what I'm reading? That's the problem. Why y'all, the girls send me something, honey, I'm reading what the girls are sending me. Hey, Mother 007. It's time to change that, Mother 007, honey. How you doing? Yes. You gotta change that. Huh?
How are you doing?
Yes. How you doing? I'm doing fine, honey. I am doing so great. Oh, I sure will, honey. Bitch. What the fuck? Fuck is up with? Oh, sure. Not. What the fuck? Kelly, do not tell those butch queens to work Craigslist or Backpage. Those are the tranny sites. Oh, what the fuck? Don't be telling the butch queens to work Craigslist or Backpage. Those are the tranny sites. The girls don't want the girls to know about the sites, honey.
They be fucking up their chain, honey.
Yes, bitch, but don't, Arrows have the boy side, too, for the boys that want to work Arrows. They have the boy side for you butch queens that want to work, honey.
And still watch out, bitch. They putting bitches in garbage cans, honey.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. I'm so sorry to hear about that child.
And I don't even know who she is yet. Yep.
That is sad.
Regardless, if we don't know her or do, it's still sad. It's a sad, sad story.
Yes, it is. It is really sad. That's a shame.
What the fuck is up with Jason Escada 007 crafting his house members' bus tickets, and now he is going trying to get them locked after wanting to have or not leaving with her? Ooh. So basically you're saying he crafted the tickets for them and something didn't go in his favor, so now he wants to get them locked? Wow. If that's true. Wow.
Hear that bus tickets, they're all right.
Look, you gotta go to their bus tickets, they're all right.
They're bus tickets, they're all right, honey child. You can't get a girl clocked on a bus ticket and stay now, honey. Bitch, you gonna use a bus ticket for a whole year, bitch. How you doing?
You know what? They are what the fuck
you said?
With, somebody said, what the fuck is up with Tap Malone's ass being so wide on his ex-lover's tape with smiles? Bitch. I ain't never see that yet. And somebody sent it to me. I just never watched it. They sent me every clip, too. Looks like Uda.
Are you coming to the left? Hold on. Baby, don't be busting me, bitch. Should I switchboard, honey? I'm reading shit, honey. The children is talking to me. No. For Atlanta, honey. No for Atlanta, son. I'm not going to Atlanta, honey. But if you want to get me down to, I will definitely come down for the series, honey. But I'm not going to Atlanta, honey.
To Atlanta.
What the fuck is up with Jason and Scott's face looking so bad and so late? What the fuck?
They is at Jason tonight? Yes, they is at Jason.
I am gagging. Why are they at him like this? He was just their girlfriends last week.
Okay. They is at Jason this week.
Baby, they was at Jason. They at Jason. He was their girlfriend last week. And now they're reading him this week. Mistake. The girl is a fucking bad, sonny.
Okay.
No, 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 no. Mama, no. Mama, no. Mama, no. Who's going to Atlanta this weekend, honey? Call in. I want to find out who's all going to Atlanta this weekend, honey.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta. Who's going to Atlanta and who's going to Alegria this weekend? Call in and please let me know what's the tea, honey.
What day is Alegria?
Alegria's on Sunday. 267-401. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
I'm just listening.
You just listening? Who this?
This Kendall Mizza.
Oh, what's the tea?
Hey.
What's that?
I know, that's right.
Just what up, listening. What up?
Thanks for just listening, honey. All you girls out there, all you girls out there with your what the fuck, definitely feel free at this time to press 1 and definitely come in and chime in with your what the fucks, honey. 224-645. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? 224-645. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is
hey,
on your mind?
Hey, what's going on?
You tell me.
What's going on, sis? This is your sister Toya, Ebony.
What's up, Toya?
Hey,
Toya.
Hey, Andre.
How are you?
Fine, yourself.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Oh, I'm so happy that you're home.
Yeah, I was trying to get in contact with you, but I knew if I just called you, I'd be able to get in touch with you.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm so happy that you're home. When are you coming to New York so we can hang out?
As soon as possible.
I know. That's right. Yes. Big shout-out to Toya. Toya is out, honey. She is free. Let my people go, honey. Yes.
Let my people go. Use the
ass. Yes. You don't have to let my people go, honey. They can't keep us down, honey. They can't keep a good woman down, honey. How you doing? Yes. The girls are hitting me up, and they're telling me to tell you that they love you, honey, and they can't wait to see you, honey.
That's what's up.
Yes. I know that's right, honey. But I'm going to get your number. This your number that you called here from?
Yeah. This my number.
I'm going to call you after the show is over.
Okay, love you.
Okay, love you. That's right. Hold on. What the fuck is up with DJ Mike Q getting locked up yesterday? What the fuck? Mike,
you know,
Mike
Q,
you got
locked up yesterday. Yeah, I like Mike Q. Mike Q, call in and see what the hell they talking about.
Mike, what are they talking about? He in the chat room, Mike. They said you got locked yesterday, Mike. What's the tea?
Tell the tea, Mike. Tell the tea.
Honey, what the fuck is up with Jason 007 getting maced by Anthony Ebony? That's late. That was last week. Honey. Word, Toya. Yes, I have to call Miss Toya. Hold on. 718-342. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Just listening.
Yeah,
that,
this where
happened.
Have you been at, bitch?
Just listening.
Where have you been?
I took a vacation after that.
You took a vacation.
That bitch is stupid, honey. Let me run through this motherfucking window, bitch. That bitch said after that judge's panel, I had to take a vacation.
I never had a judge's panel work me like that judge's panel worked me that night, honey.
Wasn't it fierce, honey?
When I tell you, everybody, I had 10 people call me and got brain. Some is cabbage. Who did you pick for the 5,000? I said, it was indisputed that it was Miss Ginger that I was going to pick. They asked for a $5,000 performance. I love Miss Christina Dale, and my job had to go through the tape again.
Mm-hmm.
I went
through it.
I did the same thing. And I thought, oh, I didn't make any mistakes.
Yeah, and it's so fierce because, you, bitch, we've been in this game for so long,
what?
And the way they read and say so much, you be really thinking like, well, bitch, did I pick the wrong person?
Let me
look at this again.
I was reluctant to where everybody said that, well, Miss Kevin is in the I was like, baby, I was not high.
Mm-hmm.
I was focused. I stood up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, Miss Christina did for her 10s, I want the $5,000. That was over.
Uh-huh.
That was over. Even our engager was over. But I just had to really look and pay attention. When Miss motherfucking Ginger went in for that final battle, that bitch, if she had never had my respect before, she definitely got my respect now. That faggot gave you 9 elements all at once. For her to be a butch queen in drags, mind you, it's very hard for a soft and cunt to get over on a dramatic. It's hard because dramatics give you too much to look at at once.
That is
Miss Ginger laid out in her dips, and she stuck every last one of them. I think that her performance was $5,000 worthy. Butch queen in drags, drag queen with or without titties, with or without hair, or whatever. I have never seen a femme queen performance become a fisticuffs, and Miss Christina should have knew better. Why did she run her hand up the back of that child's blouse and grab her hair? When does that go on in femme queen performance?
Things that go, things that make you go,
Yeah, so I was like, And even after that, because it's 5,000, I could see where the tension was.
Yeah.
But still, all in all, Ginger gave you a $5,000 performance. I don't give a fuck what house she would have been in.
Yeah, and you know what? What kills me is, and I'm going to have to agree with you with that. I don't give a fuck. See, this is the difference between, if people can say whatever they want to say, but I'm the same way. I don't give a fuck what house you in, bitch. If you are, first of all, Vogan is my life, bitch. I love Vogue. So I don't care if you are in my house, because at the end of the day, this money do not pay my rent. It's paying whatever rent you want to pay with it. So I'm going to give it to whoever I feel like is voguing for that $5,000.
I felt in my heart that Miss Ginger, maybe that was just a pan in the dark. Maybe she'll never be able to do it again. But I guess she did it at the right time, and she got what she wanted out of it. But I think that performance, Ginger gave me a five. She gave me... Let's put it like this. She gave me $4,599.99.
But and you know what else? You know what I liked about Ginger for this battle? Continuously, every battle she gave
$5,000. Right.
Yeah, because a lot of them didn't do that. Like you just said, for tens, both of them, I went to five, and well, that was fucking over. I was gagging at her like, bitch, okay, she coming to play.
Right.
You know, Miss Christine.
I saw that, I said, oh, it's going to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
Be,
I said, this bitch. Yep,
because
I said, this bitch is...
When
I seen... when I seen Deja, too, I said, bitch, they are coming to play.
Right.
But then after the battles kept going, it got lighter and lighter. They never stayed on the same pace.
They never stayed on the same pace. It seems like everybody's enthusiasm fell and Miss Ginger's rose. Because
yep.
Every time she came down that runway, she had something new for you to look at. She was on fire, just the way I like to see performance from beginning to end. Fire,
yeah.
Fire.
Yeah, every performance she
from
stayed on her same level. Yep.
And every time she bought it up every time. So I didn't give a fuck if she would have been in the house of Cucamonga.
Mm-hmm.
The bitch bought it. If she would have been a 007, that would have been fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck what the
and for all the judges except for maybe one to give it to Ginger. The whole world has so much to say. It's like you, and they're saying it's a setup. Well, all the fucking judges just set it up, then, bitch, because.
First, they were telling me, oh, Miss Captain, how could you do that? Because there was two Miss Rahis on the judges' panel. I got my wits, too.
Yeah, okay.
I said, let me tell you something. With Miss Selvin standing there, what two?
Okay.
What two judges? What two Miss Rahis?
With any, and truthfully, with anybody that a category that's 5,000, I don't give a fuck what house, which two of anybody gonna be there? Cause somebody gonna make sure it's known.
And they didn't say nothing. I was like, that didn't make no sense to me. But I give it to you. Yes, that bitch smoked. She smoked, darling. Whatever she had, she need to give me a little taste of that. She rocked, and I give it to her. I mean, for her to be so young, I've seen her walk Butch Queen's performance before. And I like her performance, it's all right. But what she gave me with that little with a little hairpiece on, yeah, it was cute. To be a dramatic bitch,
mm-hmm.
They should all she should go right back to Miss Ashley and give Miss Ashley $100 bill.
And
girl, thank you for bringing dramatics to the girls, honey.
Mm-hmm. And this is why I love fucking ballroom and any kind of category. Because, see, first of all, everybody sleeps on them. See, this is one thing that Andre never did. I do not sleep on anybody, and I keep telling everybody this. Regardless if the bitch never made a name, that was her night, bitch. Now she got one. Now she got one, because y'all slept on that hoe thinking she probably be the first one out.
Mm-hmm.
And she done took that money. How you doing? She took the money home, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wanted to see battle. I swear I wanted to see them battle so bad. Was Miss Ginger... and the Allure Girl.
What's your
name? That's who I wanted to see them. That's the two I wanted to see.
Tobiah.
DJ. Oh, yeah. I wanted to see them. In that cramped space, I wanted to see them two whores battle.
Okay.
That's who the two I wanted to see. But because it was Miss Christina, I thought, and to be honest with you, I thought in the back of my mind that once Miss Christina make her way to the front, Miss Ginger is going to vanish. Miss Ginger made sure that Miss Christina didn't get... By the time Miss Christina got to the front, she had already did her damage. I said,
Cabbage.
What?
Cabbage, stay right there. We're going to take another caller.
Yeah, baby, no problem. Why not?
Let's call our switchboard. 917-337. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? 917-337. You're on the air.
What's up, Graham?
What's tea?
You know what this is?
No.
This is Justice.
What's going on, Justice? How you doing?
Just sitting here listening to this show for the first time.
I know, that's right.
Hey.
The church in the building.
I really don't have no tea. Actually, I do.
Wait a minute. Before you get your tea out, I know you better say hi to me.
Oh, what's up, Andre and Cabbage?
Okay. How you doing?
Okay, y'all ready?
Yeah,
what's the tune?
Hold on. What's you saying, little Trey? Wait, no. Never mind. I'm sorry. They won't let me say it. I love all y'all. Go ahead and continue.
Why they won't let you say the T, Justin?
Because I'm going to get in trouble.
Well, hit me up. Hit me up on y'all, honey, and tell me the T. I'll say it.
Hey, what's up?
Okay.
Okay.
That was my man, Justice Khan.
Well, y'all know Missy Elliott got a new song out, right?
She does.
Everybody know this?
Let me tell you the tea on this, because before I didn't even go listen to it yet, but I already know it's true because Missy Elliott did this to Jack years ago. Missy Elliott got a thing out where she actually loves the fags so much, and I'm not even going to say love them on a good way. She loves them where she's still their beats or still their commentating. Years ago, when I danced and opened up for her when she did a key to the city of VA. And Jack was commentating and called me out before she, you know, to open up for her or whatever. And she actually stole commentating from Jack. And this was, this is when Jack just started this or whatever at that time. The next 2-3 months, it was in her song. Well, bitch, I didn't even listen to it yet. And somebody just hit me up and said, what the fuck is up with Missy Elliott stealing Deshaun's chance in her new song? And then he gave me a link to the new song. And I already know it's true because Missy Elliott don't do nothing but find the fags that's chanting and using whatever she can use and makes it out of a song, which I'm not going to say, you know, I feel that it's completely wrong, but it's just, you know, first of all, you're a talented girl, period. If that's the case, why steal what he got? Bring him on with you and do something, because you'll still make your change, and then you'll show a new light to someone else. So this is what kills me, you know. Somebody told me to send him the link. Hold on. This is what kills me with stars that definitely are talented. And I don't want you to, you know, I don't want anyone to think that, you know, it's to be jealous of something, because no one's jealous of it. It's just the whole point of you stealing people's shit that's trying to make it too. At least grab them with you and let them try to make something or show them some kind of light. And this is what kills me with the fucking stars, honey. They really, like, oh my God, it irks me sometimes thinking of this shit. But, yeah, I had to say that. But I'm definitely going to listen to this, because I already know if you said it, honey, she did this for the second time.
Hello?
Hello?
What was that?
Well, I don't know. Oh, Switch was playing it.
Oh, okay. So I turned mine off. Switch boy playing. It starts off with chanting, and this is a mess. And I mean, how many times I've been on this radio and in person and saying, nothing, this is all the stars do is take all our fucking talent and just use it any kind of way they can.
A mess.
Is Switchboard going to play it?
Not yet.
Oh, okay, but she is going to play it.
Yeah.
Okay, because, yeah, I think everybody need to hear that. Because it really starts off with the chanting, and I didn't even really listen to it, but when it starts, it sounds like she's at a ball.
Cabbage,
which, that's not a problem if you're making up your own shit.
What do you think about that, Cabbage?
It's been going on for years, honey.
It's been going on for years, honey.
It's been going on for years. So, I mean, if he hasn't patented or anything like that, what can he do?
Yeah, you're right, and I agree with that, too.
See what I'm saying?
But
I mean,
the only thing I don't agree with, Cabbage, is the part of, if I'm a multimillionaire already, and I know it is talent in that field because I'm stealing their talent and I stole it more than once.
Right.
Why not bring somebody in with you?
Because that means you'll have to share.
But then bring him under you and make him one of the new artists for the new millennium or something, because you know he has talent, and he's under your label, and you're still getting money.
Right, and that's logical, and it sounds all great, but not everybody sees it that way, Andre, and you've known that for years. Your heart has always been in one spot, and you know a lot of other people do not think like that. So, I mean, if Deshaun feels that that's what it is, and he has ball tapes with him saying this, and he's done it in front of her, then he needs to confront her about it. And I really think he does, because Deshaun is talented, just like Kool-Aid is talented, just like Jack is talented. There's so many other talented people. But, I mean, let somebody else abuse them. That's abuse.
That's abuse because for
a person that's trying to make it and you've made it already and you don't extend the olive branch to them, that's like really being disgusting. For what? You're not giving them $1 million. You're giving them a way to make their own million.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We have a black president now. What's the problem? This is the year for this is the time for black people to grow in any.
Yeah, this is the year for anything
any capacity.
To make it.
Capacity, right? Exactly.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you look at that, you look at the problem that anything can happen. If you would have looked 15 years ago, people would have said, "Oh, there's no way in hell there's going to be a black president." We have Obama now.
Okay.
What's the problem? You know what I'm saying? So things have evolved from the Olympics until we didn't have no black people in the Olympics until we have plenty of black people in the Olympics now. Now we have a black president. Why not share your wealth with somebody else that's black? Not saying that you couldn't share it with somebody else that's white, but share it with a young artist so they don't lose their enthusiasm for it, just like the ballroom. Everybody talk about, Miss Ginger didn't deserve it because she saw anybody because Miss Christina is legendary. Okay.
And that's what kills me. What gives them?
Yeah.
See, this is what kills me too. And I'm glad I do have the mind that I have because I don't give a fuck if I'm an icon and I walk against somebody that's a star, bitch. If she ate me, she got me. But that don't mean I'm more powerful than she is. That day she served me, and it's for me to get her back in another time.
Exactly.
That's all. It's not saying that it took your talent away. It's not saying you're less of a person. It's just saying that day it went to her. That's
she
all.
She was on point. Okay.
That's right.
I was
that's
not
right.
on point. I did not deserve it. Period.
Yep.
Period. I mean, I live for Miss Christina. Me and Christina we've done time together, everything. You know what I'm saying? She's a real sweet person. She's really grounded and everything. But that night, and mind you, she was on. She was on. It's just that last performance took too much out of her. And I don't think it wasn't what everybody was expecting.
Yeah.
And for Miss Ginger to come and turn it the way she did, I did not expect that. When I see Miss Ginger out there, I go, "Oh." But I never thought to see her at the end of the at the final battle. I never thought to see her like that. I never thought that was even gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who was gonna be there. I thought it was gonna be between Deja and motherfucking whatchamacallit. I thought that the first battle, I thought when they put them two together, I said, well, once they cancel out one of these girls, who's going to be the second bitch that's going to take Miss Deja out or take Miss Christina out?
But you know what I was saying? And first of all, let me break this down, too, because you have to break this down before. I don't want no one to think that I'm being shady to any of the girls because I love performance and I don't care who it comes from. One, Roxy is my daughter, my gay daughter, so I definitely love Roxy. Deja is my gay daughter from Mizrahi years ago, so I definitely love Deja.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what they all vogue, and they all vogue phenomenally.
Mm-hmm.
Christina is like a little sister growing up, and I have watched her, and she vogues phenomenally, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want, but at that, to me, that moment, when I seen all of them coming out, none of them was actually, at first, the first two for the tens gave me what I wanted, but after that, nobody gave me five no more. Everything was going downhill to me. And I was like, well, bitch, will somebody come out and do something? Because they was voguing like it was $500, really. It wasn't, I mean, I'm really being serious. They wasn't giving me nothing.
Yeah,
the only
like
one that gave me that much was Ginger.
Ginger and Dejanay from the House of Allure. Dejanay always came back on fire. She always came back with something new, a new trick. She gave us something new. She slowed it down a little bit. At one time, she left all the dipping alone. She just was doing layouts. These are the things you had to look at, all right?
And them the new girls. Because
exactly.
The old girls get too comfortable.
The old girls, they just thought they had a hat in the back. Not Roxy. Roxy was in between. Roxy was feeling very, I think Roxy was doing, she strategized too much. I think she was saving for one battle, and every time she thought she was saving it for one of the big guns, they gave her one of the other girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put her up with the Ebony Child that I heard her and Roxy to lock horns before. So I guess that was the battle that everybody wanted to see. Roxy was more strategized with her plays and her moves. Miss Deja, it seemed like Deja got over it after she had to battle Miss Christina twice.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like she got over it. Miss Christina now, this is her, now she, when she got to Ginger, when she had already done her fourth battle, her third or fourth battle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was winded. You know, so I mean, you can't judge of how you feel or what you expect it to be. I had to judge for the two people that was on that floor and which gave me more of a $5,000 appearance to me was Miss Ginger, hands down. I didn't even have to contemplate my decision. I was
hold on, y'all. Hold on 1 minute. We have the song.
Okay.
If he may, he say, expect. You the cool kid, K, he say, he may. He just say.
I go by the name of, Magneto.
You the cool, did it go, one notch. I.A. eBay, number one.
Well, y'all ready for this?
Tiana, we'll put it on you. We'll put it on you. Missy, we'll put it on you. We'll put it on you. Star Trek boy, we'll put it on you. We'll put it on you. Watch out, boy. Wanna take me home? I'm like, oh boy, you better go. You know, we feel like it big and long. I'm speaking in pig like song. I'm yay, eat they aspect. Oh, yay, I'm way from Ushi Pay. You the fool, oh, say I'm fake. And you can swing that. Oh,
we met on the corner.
We met on the corner, baby.
All this time I've known you.
All this time that I've known you. Guy walked up so fresh and clean. He started clocking me. Money and I think that he can make it rain. He asked me, what's my name?
Miss Amina.
Belita, don't you wanna eat that? Miss Amina, nah, she don't see ya. Unless she's showing me the cash for your visa. I told him, come over here, cause I know you wanna do me. Looking at me like chicken, I'm a two-piece. Have you ever seen a dime in a two-piece? I'm like Holly Berry driving in a two-seat. Miss Amina, lips stay looking juicy, juicy. I rock the Gucci and the little way. I'm a BYT, see the booty. Wanna put it on me?
We met on the corner.
We met on the corner.
All this time, I've known you.
And all this time, I've known you.
It's only fair I want you.
You know it's only fair that I want you, right?
Watch it, put it on you.
Watch how I put it on you.
The way you dress and you care yourself.
The way you dress and care yourself.
It just makes me melt.
It just makes me melt.
So it's only fair I want you.
You know it's fair that I want you, right?
Watch it.
That bitch is a thief, honey. That bitch is a fucking thief. Uno, Eastman, eBay. Uno. Bitch!
She turned
up! But you know what? Missy Elliott, she was never a dumb hoe either. She's very intelligent. She's a very smart lady. But at the same time, she's a fucking thief. And what I'm gagging at is she's just... This is her second time stealing from the gay scene. And out, and then that is her record. That's the main part that's really cute in her record. Because the record is cute and the beat is cute, but that stands out more than anything in that whole record. And she did it twice, bitch. And the first time she did it, it sounded really like him, bitch. The second time, it was switched around a little. Girl. You know East Bay eBay. Bitch.
That bitch be on YouTube saying, what can I steal, girl?
She turned her.
That bitch be on YouTube, bitch, saying, what can I steal, bitch? And the sad part, I could appreciate it more if at least she was at the balls, bitch. This bitch don't even come to the balls and watch it on YouTube and take it.
Hey, we about to get Tayshia on the phone.
You know, you saying eBay. Bitch.
Hello.
No, we need to get Tayshia on the phone too, honey.
Hello.
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 Hi, hey,
everybody.
Hey, woman.
What's going on?
What's up?
Nothing.
I hear you and Yolanda got into it this weekend. What's the tea?
Oh, fool. Okay, honestly, Yolanda lives in, I guess, this past time or whatever, where it's at every conversation or everything that she talks about is about the next ball and what she's going to do and how everybody lives for her and all this other stuff. And I'm just really not into stuff like that anymore. You know, it's fun when we're doing it. It's fun when we're out and stuff like that. But then she gets into this reading session. And the last conversation we had some words. And I had felt really bad about I called a piece of shit and stuff like that. And I had went to church the next day. And I had humbled myself. And I got home and I called her. And I apologized because, you know, I overreacted a little bit because of the fact that she went into all that ballroom stuff. And I was like, can't we just hold it like a normal conversation? She still kept going off. So I just told her, you know, I think it's best that, you know, since we're not on the same page and we can't have a normal conversation, that we don't speak. So at the Rumble Ball Sunday, she had went to speak to me. And I had told her, you know, speak to me, bitch. And she was like, oh, no, it's peace. And, you know, we sisters and all this, which she normally does. And I'm just tired of dealing with people who just keep going back and forth. I don't need no seasonal friend, like somebody that's going to be my friend this season and not my friend next season. Or, you know, it's going to be my friend this week and not my friend next week or whatever, and think they have to put on a show for us. So I told her, you know, I appreciate it if she don't speak to me. And she had went to hug me, and I told her I'll punch her in her fucking mouth if she touched me. I really don't like to be touched. So she just kept going, why are you acting like this? And I was really that serious. I was so serious that I seen her in the nail salon 2 days ago, and she had got up to speak to me. And I had gave her this look like, you know, if you speak to me, I will beat you in this nail salon. Ooh. And I'm sorry that it has to get that way. It's just that I'm not angry with her. I just don't want to play this game with her. And in order for her to get the picture is if we don't speak and don't have any ties. You know, I don't wish anything bad or any harm on her, but just don't speak to me. Because see, speaking leads her into believing that we're some type of girlfriend. And at this point, we're not girlfriends. You know,
I don't
deal with that. And I just feel like, like I said, I'm at the point in my life where I don't need seasonal friends. And I don't like nonsense right now. And I don't think that I wouldn't like nonsense later on either. And it's just that everybody comes with their bullshit. And all that negativity and all that drama, I really don't have time for. I got like 3 papers to write. I go to church. I'm working and everything. Mm-mm. I'm good. I told her I'd pray for her. I mean, that's the best thing I could do. And, you know, she's just like, she's crazy. Everybody says it.
Oh, shit. But we were talking about the 5,000, honey. What do you think about the whole category overall?
That bitch fell out.
You know, I heard so many things. And, you know, honestly, what I was saying, what I had said before when I had gotten on the radio show before about, you know, girls, I think that the category should have been set for legendary femme queens or femme queens that have been in the ballroom scene a number of years, because it gave them the opportunity and said that, you know, they are eligible to walk for $5,000. Whereas that, I don't take away from Miss Ginger winning, however that went. I didn't see it. I did see a little bit of, you know, the tussle or whatever. But for me to come to the ball as a boy and then go borrow my girlfriend's dress that she just walked runway in and put my wig on in the bathroom and go out there with girls that's been walking this all their life is a fool. And win. I think that that's a fool. Because when you take a Butch Queen and put them up against, the category is Butch Queen Vogue Femme. They're supposed to be voguing like us, like women. And all they do is that they put on these wigs and they do all these Butch Queen stunts and all these Butch Queen moves is that they're not performing, they're just doing a fool, what a boy would do. And I think a lot of girls like me just have too much, you know, feminine physique and, you know, all the other stuff to actually cut up like that. I think that was a fool how it went on. Now, honestly speaking, I'm just saying honestly from experience, when she pushed her the first time, if it was anybody else, they would have stopped the category and ended it. Now, they kept going, and this is where it led to. Now, like I said, I don't take away from Ginger, you know, however she voted down, because when she came and got her tents, I actually kind of went up too. And I was like, all right, bitch, but I didn't know that she was just a boy 20 minutes ago. Silence?
Yeah. Go ahead. We listening.
Yeah. So, I, like I said, I didn't know that she was actually just a boy 20 minutes ago. And I just think, like, the way that I saw it is that my son actually wanted me to walk, and I kind of got the appreciation from everybody out there that wanted to see me. And I was having a good time. You know, I had just got through my surgery. I didn't even think that I was going to be able to walk. And I gagged that I was in Chicago, and I kind of felt it a little bit. So I said, bitch, let me go and get down with these girls. But as far as me and Christina battle, I told Jack this, and I said this right then and there. You, I battled her twice. That's number one. I'm not going to keep sitting here going at it again and again and again with her so that I could be all sweated out, tired, and then you can give it to her and say that, oh, Deja was sweated out and she was tired, and that'll be the excuse of giving it to her. So now it's like she looked the fool, so we had to give it to her. Whereas if the tape shows that itself that I had eaten her twice before that. So, therefore, why do you keep making us go through this? Like, what do you want us to do, stand on our head, do head spins and stuff like that? I mean, if she wasn't voguing, that's her motherfucking fault. I was voguing, and I thank you. So all that kind of, like, back and forth thing is like, y'all can have it. Keep it. You understand? But, like I said, I did have fun. I did enjoy it. You know, I felt it from my tens. You know, I worked this pussy as my beat, so... I kind of got life off of that. I did enjoy myself. It was no hard feelings. It's just that, like I said, I was not going to continuously going off to get the same result. That's a fool. I just had intense surgery. I mean, I was ready to go at it again, but just what was the decision? Everybody else made their decision.
Okay. One thing I got to say is whoever told you that she put that dress on and did all of that, Ginger came in there like that.
Okay.
So that was a lie. But people make up a lot of stories and stuff.
Right, which, that's why I heard a lot of stories.
Yeah, which Ginger is a butch queen, but she actually prepared that time. That was the only time she ever prepared for anything, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one to notice it, too. But, yeah, she definitely, they lied about the dress and the weave and all of that. She came prepared, and it was a weave.
Okay. That's why I said, like, you know, I heard a lot of things, and I don't take away from her Bogan, because, like I said, when she came out to get her tens, I was like, all right, bitch, she was... from hair swinging out here, and it was long back slam. You know, I don't like to swing my hair, get messed up, get all in your lip glosses, be all over the place. But
Nicholas, you know who Nicholas is? He said hi. Tell Deja Nicholas.
Yes, I know Nicholas. Tell him I love him. So basically, it was just like I said, I enjoyed myself. It was fun. What got me is, like I said, I'm not going continuously, like, let's do it again. Like, what was so hard to judge on? If that's the case, then you should have just said, I don't see neither one of them. Go ahead about y'all business. I mean, if we had already got our tents, pick one. It ain't that hard to tell from one or the other, whether it was me or Christina. Like, why would you? They didn't give Andre, and you know this. For me first coming out, they didn't give me a chance the way that they give these girls a chance to get over. I was nothing but a 10 girl for, what, 2 years in a row, 3 years in a row before I won the first 1,000 as well as the second 1,000. And, like, they just allow these people to just be like, okay, well, let's just give her a chance. Oh, let's just do it again. Bitch, no. I had to work hard to get where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And I think that everybody else should have to, too. Why make it easier? Because it ain't getting no easier anyway.
Yeah.
So, but like, overall, like I can say again, I did enjoy myself. It was fun. And, you know, I actually gagged that they tried so many people that came out from the beginning. But I see why the legendary girls don't want to walk, because I had to say that before that. I don't think that I should walk because something like this was going to happen. And I'm glad that I heard what you said, Andre. You know, she didn't, but the whole process of female figure, meaning that, you know, my willingness to the twist brother can go put his wig on and prepare all day for it and walk against me, I don't think that that's fair.
And you know why I don't agree with that? Because, and I'm an icon, and I don't care who the fuck I walk against. I don't care if you're a girl or boy or whatever, because I feel like if when we make names now, and the legends and the icons kind of slip up and forget or get comfortable with, I don't have to bring my best no more because I'm who I am. And that's a lot of problem of the battling to me, because if it's Vogue and open to all and I'm walking, like if I could have walked for the 10,000, I already know it's going to be all kind of people walking. It ain't like a regular battle, but I'm just saying if it was a regular ball and I knew I had to battle against anybody, I already know I don't give a fuck what you do. I'm going to be Andre at the fullest, win or lose, and I'm just going to let it go. Because I do understand the point where Femme Queens Vogue completely different, Drags Vogue's different, you know, Butch Queens Vogue different, but at the end of the day, it's open to all, and it's one
winner. Right, you know, and see, I can understand where you're coming from, too, Andre. I can say that, too. So it's like a catch-22, because, like I said, after the first 1,000 was all was Femme Queens performance, the second one was everybody. And I still had got out there with everybody, so
that's
I can understand where you coming. I can understand where you're coming from with that. And I just think that a lot of times it's hard for a lot of femme queens to accept that every position in Vogue has their era. There was a time when there was nothing but dramatics going on, and they lived for nothing but dramatics. There was a time when it was just soft and cut, and it was nothing but soft and cut, and that's what they lived for. And then it was a time when they split it up and let it both happen. And I think that, as you were saying, you know, we do get caught up with this legendary status, or, you know, this iconic status that, you know, it's just going to be that way, that, okay, they should just automatically choose me. But I really don't think so. But, like, for me, because, like I said, my experience with that is that they give me, like, girl, just let, you know, she can't let her, you know, she's a new girl, you know, just, you know, it was cute.
Yeah, and I see that point, too. That happens. But then what about the other part that happens? Oh, bitch, that is Andre, or that is Deja, bitch, no. You know, so it happens both ways. Like you said, catch 22. It happens in both ways. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody just sent me something and said, can you ask Deja if she needs help writing paper for her class? In return, I get free Vogue lessons. So they want to help you with your paper if you give them free Vogue lessons.
that's weird. You know, that's weird question. Because teaching someone how to Vogue, I could say Ray Ray taught me how to do my first catwalk. But nowadays, when teaching somebody how to Vogue, I kind of like push away from that because then they tend to Vogue like me. Or they tend to do the things that I do. And I like individuality and a person like individuality, so I wouldn't be too good at that. You know, I can probably try to teach you the basics, and you wouldn't have to do my paper for it. I mean, I like doing my homework. But I guess, I don't know, who was it?
I don't really know his, what is your name, sir?
That's Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
That was the chat room.
What's but Daniel, that's not the whole point. What? Maybe if you teach them, I mean, what does it take away from you?
But I'm kind of
with her, too.
I'm kind of with you with this because a lot of people be like, Andre, please teach me how to Vogue. Okay, I do not want it to be too Andre after popping and shit.
It's not even
but,
about being too Andre. It's just that, what am I going to, what do you want me to teach you? Vogue?
Yeah, because I could teach you the basics, but you need to learn your own to be your own.
You have to learn your own style.
Yeah, I do agree.
Yeah. It has to fit with you.
But Deja, don't think that not teaching them or not showing them that they're not going to be able to pick up your moves. You're on YouTube. You're everywhere, honey.
I know, girl, and I hate being on the panel because every time I'm on the panel, there's somebody with their hand sliding to the floor. That's a fool. Please stop doing that, y'all, because you're not going to get my vote by doing that in my face.
But you know what? They would get my vote. They know why they would get. I ain't going to say they would get my vote unless they eating it. But at the same time, you have to give them big ups because that just told you you have stamped Vogue in some
but
way.
But you could tell when somebody is doing it just to be like, okay, she's right there. Let me go right there and just go right to
okay.
me.
Okay,
like,
or one of them.
Judges.
Like,
yeah, it's other judges on the panel, but I understand what you're saying, Cabbage. I wouldn't mind teaching somebody the basics, but it's not like I'm going to be like, no, do it this way, no, do it that way. You know, everything is a 1, 2, 3, 4 count. So,
you know what I want to? You know what I want to see? And I want to see how many girls come out. I want to see legendary femme queen performance.
But I don't, first of all, that's going to be a problem. Why that's going to be a problem? Because the new legends, some of the old ones, is not going to see. It depends on how you break this down, because everything can be a problem when it comes to a lot of these girls, and not only with performance, with face and everything else. There's a lot of people that just don't see a lot of people. So
actually, you told me that, Andre, when I had made the comment about, you know, certain girls I wouldn't see myself being on the floor with, and you had told me that, you know, well, it's some legendary girls wouldn't see themselves being on the floor with me either. So
yeah,
I,
yeah.
I can get where you're coming from with that, too.
Yeah, because that, yeah, because everything really, everything is like a catch-22 in the ballroom scene. That's like me and Cabbage been out for 20-something years.
Take it easy, take it easy.
And then somebody coming out and just made legend and been out for 8, but you saying, girl, why is she standing near me? You know, and because you probably never seen her performance anyway, and she got through, but she's legend, it's nothing you can do. And then that's what some people take it personal, but like, girl, I'm not walking because I don't see half of them girls with me, so you know what, I'm just going to leave it alone. I don't even see half of the icons, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. No. I think that way, too. It's no shade. But I think legend is legend. I mean, there are people that are legends that I think that is, whether you're a new legend or old legend or, you know, beyond a legend, I think that when you get to that status that y'all should be able to have that ability to get out there on the floor. And I think that, well, to get on the floor and actually perform. Rather than having a competition, just perform. Because when I get out there with these girls, I see myself as performing, not as, me and this bitch is getting ready to compete. No, bitch, I'm getting ready to perform for y'all. Fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if we thought more like that, then it would be much easier.
But if you teach them that that's the way of the game, then more people will learn it.
You're right about that, too. But none of the old girls come out and want to do that. Like I said, when I started
how
working,
many old girls do it take, Deja?
But, you know, I think a lot of girls don't like to be to lose. You know what? It's a lot of
that's
you know. That's why. That's why a lot of icons and legendary kids don't work no more because they're scared of the new competition.
Yeah, what
know,
they say
and,
is that you never give nobody the opportunities to win over you.
That,
so why would you go out there
and
with
that's
them?
Exactly, and that's exactly what it is. Because when we made this category, when this category was supposed to be last year at the BBB Ball, and I was calling some of I'm not gonna pick the girls. I'm not gonna pick the legendary girls' names out there, Miss Day. And I was calling them, asking them, was they going to walk this category? Was they going to come out and play, Miss Day? And they was like, bitch, I left as a platinum artist. Why would I come out and let a gold record queen win over me? So that's why a lot of them didn't come out, because they already these platinum artists, and they scared that these new queens is going to serve them. So that's why a lot of them didn't come out.
And that's what gets
I
me,
say,
too.
I was there that night, but that boy had drained me so fiercely, and I was really sick, man. I was going through my problems with my silicone and stuff like that, and I had went in the car and went to sleep and slept through the whole category and everything because I really wasn't feeling well. But I was there, and I was going to walk. So I did say, like, sometimes I do feel like I don't want to walk, but then most of the times I just don't want y'all to know.
Okay. The element of surprise is always going to be.
But you're not even one of the ones that I would. I can see you walking and not see you scared of anybody. But it is a lot of legends out there, and that's just really like just don't want to walk because they're scared of the new competition.
You
and
know
what? That kills me.
A lot of what in the shade is that the new competition makes you feel it and get back into it so much more. Like
mm-hmm.
Skittles and Judy and them, like they were really the ones, and my son, Diego, was really the ones that really amped me up to walk. Like when I see Skittles in Chicago, every time I see her, she just burns this, like this fire inside of me, like, bitch, come on, get out here. And, like, I had got that image when I just came from Chicago the last time. But also, when Laomi first came out, and we was in the clubhouse on 122nd Street. And
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, bitch, come on, let's go. My daughter Tia, we'd be on the floor, and I'd be like, come on, what you want to do? Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. So, you know, I don't feel that way about the new girls. I actually get my life off of them. Sometimes I'd be like, bitch, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I got to pull something out of my bag because I know this bitch is getting ready to go off. Like Ms. Rocky, she lucky. So I was going to grab her leg when she was going to go to that back flip, girl. I'm sorry she would have been in the hospital, but I would have had 5 G's.
You are stupid.
No, but, yeah, I think I don't know. By us talking about stuff like this, I think that it'll actually encourage more girls to come out. Like Christina, she's always out there. I love her to death.
But you know what I was
gagging
at? What I was gagging at was all the girls was reading. All the girls was reading because the category had went to D.C. and they had prepared and they had did this and they had did that. But then when the category came back to New York, all these same girls that was reading, they was nowhere to be found. There was nowhere to be found. Where was Tamika?
I wouldn't care if it was in Timbuktu, Kelly. If you wanted to walk and you wanted $5,000 and you wanted to be out there, it doesn't matter where it was at, bitch.
Where was Miss Jardine? Where was the Philly girls? Why none of them came up? They all came up to play for the $1,000 at the awards ball, but none of them came up to play for the $5,000. I was really gagging.
And then first of all, I'll be gagging. Why I'll be gagging is because they never have a category where they gonna say old way versus new way or whatever, 5,000, just bring it. Bitch! Who gonna be the first one online, bitch?
Me?
Well, if you the first one, I'm right beside your ass, bitch.
I'm
gonna
make sure I set the pace. Jose, Andre gonna be the first one up there.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna make sure I set the pace.
Okay, and I'm gonna bring. Well, we both gonna set that pace.
Okay, I'm gonna make sure I set the pace.
When they said this for the $2,000, after the Femme Queens did the $1,000, when they said the $2,000, trust and believe Andre was in his Spider-Man uniform at the bank.
Okay.
First one, ready.
Yep.
That's what it's supposed to be. I always live for the competition. I always live for competition, no matter what it is. If there's Ole and Derek comes out, or Jamal, or even whatchamacallit, I lost to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I also love when they actually give the category some kind of character.
Right.
When they want you to bring it as something, when they want you to go in your bag and work and look and do your research for stuff. Because that's actually, I think, what it's for. It's for us to put on a show for the audience and for each other. And I think that when it's like, just bring it, it's just like, blah. Like, get into character, get out there. And then, you know, it's like, a lot of times that's all certain girls have is their gimmick. But then again, you know, that's a part of their creativity of who they are.
Right.
And when you take away from that, it gives them like, and I understand why they take away from that, because then you had the legendary girls, they'd be like, oh, child, I'm not putting on no fucking cat suit. Oh, I'm not going to do this for that shit. I ain't got no time to do no production.
But now you give it to them like that, and they sit on walk. So you kill them from one excuse to the next. So what you just figured it out is that it's all just nothing but a fucking excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
But I'm going to do it until I can't win no more. But I think that I'm changing. So, you know, I actually want to change my category. But like I said, that's not going to stop me from helping other people. Like I spoke to Jack, and I believe I said this on the radio before. What I want to do is now do productions for other people, no matter what house they're in or however, and not teach them. But actually, like, if you pay the choreographer to do a routine for you and help you out, and I don't think that I'm going to be charging people. I just want to be able to do production for people, and I'll remain, you know, solo and doing this and not taking no sides or saying that's my girlfriend and all that, because that don't matter to me. And that's what I want to do, just because I'm getting ready to change my category.
You know,
I have some ideas that I want to do, so.
Yeah. Because, you know, and that's what I still do that to this day. I do that for my kids. I give them whole productions that I knew if it ever was going to be something for a lot of money, I would have done it, but I know I don't work like that. So I would just give my whole production to somebody for Runway or for somebody for Vulcan or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. It happens, and then with the old, out with the old, and with the new.
Okay.
Where's Jenny? Jenja?
Huh?
Jen's not on?
No, Jenja went, and she's working for the Wendy Williams show now.
Congrats. Oh, my
yeah.
God, you didn't call me.
That's wonderful.
That is. That is. No wonder she passed the job off of her. But she could have told me.
But, Deja, tomorrow night we're having a special show tomorrow night. And it's about the young girls that's coming up in the scene that's not moaning and getting all this silicone and getting wrong body and things. And I want you to come on and be part of our special cast.
No problem at all. You may have to call me in because, you know, I have school tomorrow and I kind of be my head be everywhere. But just call my phone, or if I, when I remember, I will actually get on here because that is a topic that's very touching to me and I would like to talk to everybody about that.
Yeah, so we definitely do that tomorrow night, honey. But, you know, girls, it's still What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? Have you definitely got a What the Fuck, honey? Definitely feel free to press 1 at this time. And we'll definitely bring you on the line, 443-224. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? 443-224, you're on the air.
Yeah, we want to talk about that Illuminati ball in Baltimore.
Okay, go ahead, talk about it.
What was the category, the Femme Queen performance category given?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't at the ball, so you got to tell me.
Oh, you wasn't at the ball?
No.
Oh, no. Well, you had to be, okay, Miss Brandy Easy, too.
No, I didn't.
Yes, she was in the building. She, fucked it up for the girls.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
So you called for a question, or did you call to make somebody up?
Huh?
Did you call to ask a question, or did you call to big somebody out?
I called to ask a question to see if y'all knew anything about it, like, but y'all didn't get the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
No, sweetheart.
That's a fool. Why y'all go off like that?
No, we wasn't in the building. Mm-hmm. But big shout-outs to Brandy, Brandy V. Sue, honey, for definitely being let go from jail, honey. Attempted murder was the cake. Attempted murder was the case, and they let her go. What the dealie? Brady's back in the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, attempted murder is hard to prove.
Yeah, she was in for attempted murder for killing the date on the stroll, honey.
Oh, wow.
Yes, but I see she beat the case, and she's back, honey. How you doing? Bitch. The girls have been killing the dates have been killing the girls. The girls have been killing the dates mistake. What the fuck? The fuck is going on?
Okay.
It's a lot of murdering and shit going on.
Mm-mm.
I'm gagging. Cabbage, what you cook tonight?
Salmon and rice.
Oh, I know that's right, bitch. I had lemon pepper chicken and white rice and cream corn.
Yeah, I had corn on the cob, salmon, stewed salmon. With bacon and onions and green peppers mixed in it and some white rice. It's just me and Joseph in the house, so, I mean.
The girls in the chat room is a fucking kiki. They gave the very Brandy Visu's Vogue is attempted murder.
First
thing, I'm really gagging at the girls. The girls is a kiki, honey. If you got any what the fuck, definitely IM them to me, honey. Send them in the chat room, honey. I'll definitely put it out. And Mike Q Avisu definitely did confirm that yes, he was in jail. Ebony. He had a warrant from 2004, and he got picked up on the warrant. But everything is all right, and he is back home, and he's in the chat room. How you doing? Bitch. The girls be spilling the girls' beat, bitch. They got me gagging at the girls.
Mm-hmm. So you not going to Atlanta this weekend, Kelly?
No. For
why?
What? For what? So you going?
I'm either mixed in between going now or just moving, period. So I'll just wait until next week and just move.
Yeah.
So if anything comes up, I might go. I really want to go because I want to work hand performance at Fred's. But if I can, I'll be down there the week after that.
No, I'm not going, honey. I'm staying home, honey. I'm going to stay here and go to the Globe.
On Friday night?
Yeah, on Saturday night.
What's going on Saturday night?
Omar, Michael, and Joseph is having a ball on Saturday night. It's all cash. I think grand prize is like 200, mini grand is like 150, and all the rest of the categories is like 50.
Oh, okay. I heard something about it, but I don't go to the Globe that much. Mm-mm. But I might show up for that one.
Honey, yes, I'll be there, honey. I will be there.
Miss Kelly, do you have any more calls?
Yeah, hold on. 610-607. What the fuck is on your mind?
What the fuck is going on?
You tell me.
I don't know. The client just fucked me in my brain. I shit it on the client.
You what?
I just shit it on the client.
You just shit it on the client?
I told that client, if you don't get that dick out of my ass, I'm gonna shit on it.
Wait,
and
you
I
have a condom on when you shit it on him?
Of course.
Oh, okay. But at least you got your coin though.
Yeah, I'm to the ground.
I know that's fine.
All right.
What the fuck is up with the girl shitting on the children?
I don't know.
Kelly said, but you got your
girl.
So that's what they wanted to call in and say.
Yes.
The voices they be using be a kinky bit.
Okay. Work. Any more callers? Switchboard, bitch. She just shit it on the client.
Hey, you didn't charge him extra for that?
Mistake, baby. I'd have beat her and took my coin back.
You're stupid.
Mistake, how you gonna shit on the client like that? 513-969. On what the fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind?
I'm just listening.
Where you from?
Cincinnati.
Are you from Cincinnati? Okay.
Oh, she's gonna be very careful, Tiana girl. Be nice,
okay.
Tiana. I'll get you.
Oh. Okay, Cincinnati was just listening. I know that's right.
She a drag that do a weekend show in Cincinnati.
Oh.
She sounded real hard.
Oh, but she is real hard.
Oh, shit. She's really hard.
She's really hard.
Oh, my God.
If you call, I'll give you the name.
You be clocking the children's voice?
I know the number, sweetie.
Oh, the number. Oh,
who is Kevin, Kevin Jay-Z? What the fuck is up with Kevin Jay-Z legendary status being denied? Who's Kevin? Which Kevin? Kevin that used to be Prodigy?
No, he used to be a Movado.
Oh.
Wait, yeah. Was a question mark?
Okay. You just got to go, oh, because I don't know.
Oh, they gave the right. What the fuck is up with Randy Evisu just calling it with that fake voice? Work cabbage for clocking it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Oh, so Miss Brandy was calling in to give herself big up because nobody was talking about her. Oh, how late.
They do shit like that. Ew.
That is so late, Miss Dad. Got it.
But that wasn't Randy Evisu that called from the
no,
top.
No. The 610 number, that was Brandy that called in to give her own. Was it the 6? No, the 443 number.
Uh-huh.
That was Brandy calling to give herself big something about her walking and being out this weekend.
Yeah, because I don't know if you're going to big yourself up.
Baby, she's just so happy to be free, Miss Day, because, you know, she used to be calling in. She used to call into Tom's show from jail, Miss Day, and read the children, Miss Day. Honey. Baby, she just so happy, Miss Day, she could be on the phone late night, Miss Day, she calling in.
Honey.
As you know, at 10:45, Miss Day, honey, you got to catch that click at 10:45, Miss Day.
I don't know anything about that, Miss Kelly.
If you cool with the officer, you catch that click at 10:45, Miss Day, you can stay on. You can stay on until the change of tour, Miss Day. You know, the next officers don't come on until 11:31, honey. You know, they do roll call at 11, honey. They don't make it to the next, they don't make it to the dorm until about 11:30, honey. You catch that click, the officer might let you stay on, honey. How you doing?
I was the midnight SPA. I wouldn't know anything about that.
So you was the midnight SPA. So you had the little scrub brush from the motherfucking toilet, Miss Day, that you could pop the cells with open at night and let the children in so they could cut out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, Deja.
Hello.
Is Deja still there?
273, one main, two main, one upper.
I'm here. What happened?
Patty. You know, Miss Khadija used to go up to sit court every day, bitch, and get her motherfucking bags of cards, and Miss Day had them lined up across her desk, Miss Day looking like a rainbow.
Miss Day, you used to have your condoms lined up, too, when we got locked up together.
I've been tired, honey.
Miss, Miss
Kelly,
go to
sick call and get your card. This honey, go to sick call and
Miss
get
Kelly
your card.
Miss Kelly pulled that wig off when we got in there. I told her, please don't do it. I'm going to be the only drag up in this cell. There was nothing but trade in there. She playing cards with them, CeeLo, buying bread and everything. With condoms laid up all over the place. With the sheet wrapped around her like a...
Supposed to, darling.
Ooh. I gag at Miss Kelly. It's no shame. All I can say is, you really going to walk around here like that?
Yes, bitch. Honey, baby. Honey, it was back in the days when you was a butch queen of drags mistake, and you got locked in drags mistake. This was your illusion mistake to get away from mad mistake. So you had to pill mistake so they get a picture of you looking like a woman mistake, honey. Because baby, oh wait, hold on. That's
Kelly, I was only 18. You remember I didn't know anything.
Yes.
I didn't want to be left alone. It was your fault anyway. Damn you whore. Mind you, Miss Kelly set me up for the okie doke. She knew the cops was watching her the whole time. So Miss Beanstack got into the passenger seat and fell asleep and got like, oh, Miss Thing, I'm tired. You just drive. We got to 7th Avenue and 114th Street. When I say it was 6 cop cars that unblocked me off, I was so scared that I didn't even put the car in park, and the car was going, hitting the police car. Mind you, they threw me on top of a car, threw me on the ground, and, you know, I had to be a little dumb drag with no ID. On 14th Street.
Oh, mistake. It was fierce mistake. We got locked up for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, endangering the welfare of a minor mistake. Because that Butch Queen.
Who was the minor?
That Butch Queen. What was I forget his fucking name? Gonna tell him he was only 15 years old, mistake, bitch. I'm
But mind you, they charged me with everything because I was behind the wheel. With
baby, no light. Hold on, I think this is Brandy calling back in again. 443-224. You on the air again on What the Fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind? Hello? 443-225-224, you on the air? Oh, I guess not, mister.
I just want to say in reference to that, self praise is no praise.
Yeah,
at all. Self-praise is really no praise. I mean, give somebody a chance, and, you know, eventually they will be, they think about you, they know, you know, it's just that sometimes you don't need to be in a spotlight.
And if they never thinking about you, you didn't make no spotlight.
Okay, in the words of Carrie, okay.
Okay.
Get out of it, but
maybe she wanted the girls to know.
That she was single, sexy, and free?
Yes, honey. Baby, yes, definitely. Single, sexy, and free, honey. It's definitely the tease, Miss Thing.
Kelly, do you have any more phone calls?
No, Miss Thing, these girls don't be calling in, honey. They just want to sit here and listen to us gossip, honey, and talk about the old times, honey, bitch. Mind you, I was just giving my daughter a tour of downtown, honey, and I was letting her know like how it used to be back in the days, honey, on 14th Street, Miss Thing. It has changed so much, Miss Thing, all the boutiques and all the clubs and everything.
It has, because it's been a time when we used to just go down there and hang out. Like,
yes,
just go ahead.
Yes,
but you can't even stand on a corner, not even on a corner in the middle of the block. Remember Dizzy Izzy, Kelly, with the bagels?
Ooh,
and the,
yes,
oh, my God.
Miss Dizzy Izzy had the best motherfucking prescribing motherfucking cheese.
Sausage, egg, and cheese, bitch.
Girl, yeah, it was cold, Miss Thing. It's cold, bitch. I'm going to get me a large hot chocolate, bitch. I'm going to get me a large hot chocolate, bitch.
Kelly, somebody said, do you remember beating the girls up on 14th Street when you was Mother U-Haul?
Do I what?
Remember beating up the girls on 14th Street when you was Mother U-Haul?
Ooh, Miss Thing, she stole my U-Haul, Miss Thing. She stole my U-Haul mistake, honey. She stole my U-Haul mistake, and you know how it is. You have to wait those 45 days, mistake, to get your
before
welfare
check. Before you can
check.
Get another one.
No, you have to wait 45 days to get your welfare check after you go apply, mistake, bitch. And I had just got my mother. I was on my 45th day, mistake, and she stole my U-Haul, my welfare ID, mistake. When I got to Philly, mistake, I flat in the tires, bitch. She came back.
That was Miss Bodega and Lorenzo, honey.
Yes, mistake. I beat
her. We was right on the desk as we was,
yes.
As she drove, me and her drove down the path,
yes.
Avenue.
Where is she? OMG, where is Lorenzo?
She just went back to jail. Yeah, she went back to jail like 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
I remember her since I was like 13.
Yeah, honey. Me and Miss Lorenzo had drove down to Brooklyn. Miss Lorenzo took Miss Kelly's truck. She picked me up, because she caught me coming down Flatbush. And Missy, she got to come with me so I can go get some money. And Missy, I don't know, Missy, why are we going to the park? She was in Parkland Park, picking pockets.
Lorenzo is a kiki.
She was many things. That was when you lived on Park Place in Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Miss Lorenzo was sassy, dog.
I just want to thank the 68 girls that's in the chat room that are definitely listening to the show, and I want to thank all the girls that's on the phone lines that's listening to the show, honey. I just want to congratulate y'all, you know, for sticking here with us, honey. Whether the show is hot or whether the show is late, honey, y'all still be here with us, honey. How you doing?
Deja, let me ask you a question. Do you remember when you had the denim skirt on with the denim shirt, and you walked performance in Brooklyn at the Chanel Ball on Franklin and Fulton?
I'm sorry. I missed that question. What'd you say?
Okay. How old were you when you walked Sun Queen performance at the Chanel Ball in Brooklyn on Franklin and Fulton Street? You had a denim shirt on. You had a denim shirt on with a denim.
No, when I won.
Did you win?
Yes, I did. I had on a blue jean skirt with the brown shirt, and it was open up in the middle with the short bob. I wore face that night, too.
Yeah.
Gone through the water on me, and I was shaking my new set.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How old were you then?
I was 18.
Okay. I got a picture of you, Jennifer, and, oh, God, she's an icon now. She walks performance, too. What is her name? She was, y'all were the same size. You and her were about the same size. Charisma.
Imani?
No, Charisma and Imani. I got a picture of all y'all.
It was Imani, because remember she, actually, you know what, that was the first night I did the bump, because I bumped her.
I'm a fucker.
We was at the end of the runway.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. Hold on 1 minute. Private caller, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello?
Yes?
I'm just really into this conversation. I want Cabbage to finish, and I don't want you to hang up on me. Please don't.
Okay. Thank you.
Who's that?
Who was that?
I don't know. They said they really into the conversation, so finish the conversation.
Okay. wait, it was Imani.
Because she was living in Brooklyn at that time.
Yes, and Andre, you remember Tierra? I mean, she was Tierra that lives in Florida now. It was,
uh-huh.
It was me, Imani, Tierra, and somebody else. Wasn't
because
it?
Imani had on Pumas.
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Yes, she did. And
I got the picture, Google. Private caller, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is in your mind, private caller?
Hello?
Yes.
Tell Ms. Deja, shut the fuck up and get off the fucking line, and hello, Cabbage.
Hi, ooh. Honey.
Oh, wow.
So why
are
you
that upset at me? What did
Deja.
I
do? Deja.
Yes?
You know who this is. It's, it's Tasty.
Mm-mm.
Who's Tasty?
Revlon.
Bitch, you know who Tasty is. Tasty, big, you know what?
Oh, hi, honey.
What's going on?
I drink.
You a bitch, you do. Remy Red, bitch.
Is this a fat Revlon that vogues the new way?
No.
No.
She know who it is. Deja, it's Nicholas.
Nicholas, you know what? I'm so over you. I be MySpacing you down, and I only use that for my cruising spot. I'm looking for Pagan. Have you seen her?
No, Miss Thing. I've been asking you on MySpace. Have you spoken to Celine, bitch?
Oh, this is that Nicholas. You fucking faggot. Get off the air.
This is Nicholas that used to be a super potato.
Yes, little skinny ass Nicholas. Bye.
I'm a fuck up.
That's Nicholas. He's a kid. That's my girlfriend.
Miss Nicholas Nickleby.
What?
Yes.
Miss Nicholas Nickleby.
I'm sorry?
That's
the one.
Uh-huh.
Be careful, Miss Nicholas. Remember, I've seen you in another uniform, baby. I got pictures of that, too.
What uniform? The orange ones from back in the day?
Hold on, honey. I just got some tea that just came through, honey. They said three girls got locked yesterday for trying to steal phones from the delivery truck that was delivering to T-Mobile. One of them was a Scotter. The other two was 007.
Pagan is locked?
No.
No, not
no, somebody else. I think that was Remy.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Cabbage.
Yes, baby.
Is it true somebody just put in the chat room that Miss Pagan is locked? Is that true?
No, she's not locked.
Cabbage, where is Pagan? I've been looking for her.
Yes, for eons.
Don't try.
Well, Deja, listen, listen, listen.
That's my friend.
Listen, Deja, after this, get my number from Kelly. And call
no,
me, and I'll give
you... get my number from Kelly, because I don't have Kelly's new number.
I'll get your number from Kelly, and I'll call you tomorrow, and I'll call her, and then when I get your number, I'll give it to her.
Yes, please.
Okay. She's very close. She's not that far.
She's
really close. I'm talking about really tri-state close.
Well, she's back in Jersey?
Cool.
Nicholas, like I said...
We're not at liberty to answer that question. Thank
you, Miss Days. I don't know when Miss Nicholas been out forever, and now she all of a sudden she playing dumb. And you know how Miss Pagan is. Come on.
Okay.
I know where that lady lives.
Somebody just asked a question to Deja. They say I have a question. Why do they say boogala boogala boogala?
And actually, let me tell everybody it's boobala. In another language, it means my love. And Selvin gave me that name when me and Pony were very, very, very good friends, if anybody had known, back like in 98, 99. And I used to call him my boobala. And when Selvin had found out about it, he used to always, because we were always together, and at that time I was evolving and voguing and stuff like that. So every time he would get me to feel it, he would say, boobala,
boobala,
boobala. Yeah, so it's boobala. It means my love.
I think it's Swahili.
Some people be like, boogala. And this, you know Shasha the Destroyer? Oh, my God, I love her. She say, boogala. Boogala, like boogala.
Yes. Me and Shasha the Destroyer, we going to destroy motherfucking Escalitas on the 15th.
Yes. Miss Kelly, why you didn't come out? She was ready for you that night.
Baby,
she was ready for...
I left with Deja. When I tell you, Deja, I was running, repping, and raving for 2 weeks, honey. I just had no more energy after Femme Queen Realness. I had to go home, honey.
Let
but
me tell
I,
you, Miss Cha-Cha was ready for you
I
that
spoke,
night.
I
she was
her,
ready.
I spoke to her 2 days ago, and we're going to destroy Escalitas after the motherfucking extravagance is born.
Why?
No, she's not going to be up here, Kelly, because
yes.
Her birthday is, I think, is the 7th, but she always have a big party every year.
No, she said, I spoke to her on the phone with Kool-Aid. She said she's definitely going to be here, and we're going to destroy
her,
honey.
I spoke to that bitch yesterday, and she told me her party was on the 15th. Now, Michelle shot stand me for a fool. I'm with her ass. She won't be destroying anything, honestly.
Baby, well, I hope she comes, honey. I hope she don't have me come out and she don't come and stay because I'm ready.
Yeah, I was trying to get her to come up here, too, because I wanted to go to the Rumble Ball on the 15th. I like the little concept. I was trying to get her to come up here, too. So that's good. We'll be good because she stayed in the hotel with me last time she was here last weekend. So, and she, I'm telling you, this girl, I don't give a fuck how much everybody says she's a mess or how much they read her. She is the most sweetest and humblest person in the world that I know right now. And, you know, it's not, I want to be, and it's not a read. She reminds me of Gina Gaku, how Gina Gaku always can touch somebody's heart and always can make somebody laugh and just with her presence just make everything just seem like no care in the world. That is very Shasha. I swear, I don't lie to y'all not. I just fell in love with her when I met her.
Big up to Shasha, bitch.
They said, they said the two 007s got locked. The Scottish Child is still on the run. The cops is looking for him. What the fuck is up with Hakeem coming to the Evisu house meeting? What the fuck? Ooh.
Hakeem who?
Khan.
Well, catch this one. Since we was bringing up Selvin and he made a boogala.
Excuse me. They said Aga. Excuse me, Aga.
Oh, Hakeem Aga. Don't want to be Aga no more. The one that used to be a LaCroix.
Yeah, they said he was at the Evisu house meeting. What the fuck?
You got to go. That was fast. But anyway.
Mother 007, what's the tea?
Oh, shit. What the fuck? When is the next time I'm going to see Selvin get naked and fight? I said, bitch.
Oh, Miss Set Girl, please. I try to keep her with her clothes on.
You know, Selvin is quick to get naked, bitch.
And that's a smart way to be so nobody has nothing to grab.
Bitch.
Remember that.
But, girl, she sweat down so much and saying you be flipping off her.
You know what? But it's a smart way to be. But if you get knocked out, it's not smart to be naked knocked out on the street, bitch. That, and you know that's all I see, because you don't know if you're gonna win every fight now. So
Andre,
just
to beat that into the air.
Andre, shut up,
please. No, I'm really being serious. And you have to think of, you have to think about it, because I always tell Selva this. I mean, like, Selva, honey, keep your fucking clothes on, honey. You don't know if you're going to win every fight, and if somebody knock you out, bitch, you butt-ass naked dick swinging out in the street and shit.
Make a coin that's while you at it. Make a coin while you at it.
Selva is quick to take off clothes, bitch.
Are you still giving your club on Wednesdays, I think?
It's Thursday. That's where I think I'm doing my black party Thursday at, yeah.
At the other place where you gave that first party, I don't know where...
Yeah, the other place you came to.
Right near the school or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that was cute.
Yeah.
With the outside verandas and stuff.
Oh.
Yes, and don't forget, I'm gonna promote it again. November 5th, myself, legendary Aurora East Coast mother Kelly Mizrahi, and legendary Shamel Mizrahi presents, I don't know what we're going to call it, honey. It's going to be a new club that's going to be opening up Thursday night here in the Bronx. The place is Tangi Khan. It's very big. It's 3 blocks walking from the 6th train to Brook Avenue, and the place is really cute. Open to all performance for $200, plus everybody must put in $5 to walk. And all the rest of the categories is going to be cash. It's going to be really cute. The flyers will be out all this weekend and all next week, honey. It's going to be it's going to be 3 times a month, honey. The clubhouse is going to be opening once a month, and the other 3 weeks, me and Shamel is going to be having our little function, honey. So I want all the girls to come out and definitely support us. The place in the Bronx is fab, honey. It's really cute, honey.
You say, is that new club on by the 6th line? It's not Coconuts, right? It's a new place that they have.
No, it's called the Sky Ballroom Lounge. It's really cute.
Yes, it's fabulous in there. I've been there before.
Yes, it's really cute, and I want all the girls to come out and support us, honey. But on that note, Deja, say goodnight to the girls, because we got to go.
Good night, everyone. It was a pleasure being on here with you guys, and hope to speak to you again. Oh, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Kevin, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everyone, and just be careful, and just be careful.
Okay.
Just be careful.
Okay. I'm the legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi, all the way from New York City. I love you all for loving me. Whatever you do, practice safe sex and definitely wrap it up. We'll be back here tomorrow night for a topic of the young trannies and drag queens rushing too fast to get into drag and not molding and getting silicone and everything. You know, it's Tangi Slush Wednesday. We be here. Got it? Good. Andre, take it away.
All right. This is Tangi Slush Wednesdays, and we thank everybody for listening tonight. And we'll definitely see y'all tomorrow on Wednesdays, so we can definitely have fun. And that's a Tangi Slush, yeah. What the fuck, Tuesdays, and tomorrow is Tangi Slush Wednesdays. So good night, everybody, and have a good, good evening. And have safe sex if you're having sex, and always use a condom. And watch out if you are an escort, because the bitches are dying. Bye-bye.
Place the key.